And you are listening to the Country Jamboree.
Well, I finally got a job last Monday. I hadn't worked in a month of Sundays, and everything was getting hungry, but everything's all right now. So
gather around all you children, gather around all you children, gather around all you children, 'cause I'm gonna feed you now.
Well, my horses were getting skinny. I'd have fed them if I'd have had any, but I didn't even have a penny. But I'm gonna feed them now, 'cause
I got a job last Monday. I hadn't worked in a month of Sundays, and everything was getting hungry.
Boy, that's really something, but I'm gonna feed them now. So
gather round all your children, gather round all your children, gather round all your children, 'cause I'm gonna feed you now.
Well, the hens, they all stopped laying, and the baby chicks started to stray, and the old rooster's even a-praying, but I'm gonna feed them now.
Sitting down and reminiscing,
but I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
So you say you're happy now, you found a new love.
Tell him I say he's a lucky, lucky man.
I'll have time to see his picture.
I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
There's so much more between us than this table. Still love you,
but I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
There's so much more between us than this table.
Lovely. I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand. Shanghai says, I have to. Get me another beer, please. And before that, I'm going to feed you now, which is just as well because I haven't had dinner yet. And let me think, what was the one before that? I will have to come back to you on that. No, that wasn't the title. You're listening to the Country Jamboree. We're doing Porter Wagoner, not chronologically, but in alphabetical order, and it's so much fun to play all of them. All right. We're up to the... No, we're not up to the J's yet. That's not true. Still some I's left to do, including the one that everybody points to, Porter Wagoner. Ooh, the one that's the moral wake-up call. The moral wake-up call. Yes. And I have to warn you, though, it goes downhill from there.
What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in, like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about to hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Oh, I know that you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you were glad to have him there, that serving him in your house was joy beyond compare. But would your family conversation keep up its normal pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? And what about the songs you sang, the books you like to read? Would you let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends, or hope that they'd stay away until his visit ends? Would you take him with you everywhere that you'd plan to go, or maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him stay forever, on and on, or sigh a sigh of great relief when finally he had gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things that you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
Every Tuesday at 11 hours UTC, Joe Ballard regales you with songs and stories of Ireland on Sounds Irish. If you like Irish music, you won't want to miss it. That's Sounds Irish, Tuesdays at 11 hours UTC, right here on The Global Voice. Check the program schedule for repeat times.
In the shadows of the wine, I see your face before me all the time. And there you're smiling from this glass of mine. In the shadow of the wine, I lift the glass and there you're standing. And love no longer mine. I see the past
past unfold before me. In the shadow of the wine. Wilder music, stronger wine. Though I'm unhappy, dear, the wine is kind. I see you dancing in this glass of mine. Lay more music, drink more wine. When midnight comes, I'll feel no sorrow. And from the glass, you'll smile and wave goodbye. Again tomorrow, in the shadows of the wine.
I'm itching for my baby, and I don't know where to scratch. I'm keeping both hands busy, I'm a one-man wrestling match. Oh, how I miss that first sweet kiss and the poison ivy patch. I'm itching for my baby, and I don't know where to scratch. I'll not forget the time we met, it was love right from the start. I took her strolling through the woods, and there she won my heart. I carved her names upon a tree, a tall and friendly pine. But little did I dream it held the poison ivy vine. I'm itching for my baby, and I don't know where to scratch. I'm keeping both hands busy, no shut eye can I catch. Oh, how I miss that first sweet kiss in the poison ivy patch. I'm itching for my baby, and I don't know where to scratch. My baby's home and all alone, I call her on the phone. But her poor face is swollen, and I heard her softly moan. I told her that I loved her still, and hoped she loved me too. I mustered up a pucker, and I heard her answer, ooh. I'm itching for my baby, and I don't know where to scratch. I'm keeping both hands busy, I'm a one-man wrestling match. Oh, how I miss that first sweet kiss and the poison ivy patch. I'm itching for my baby, and I don't know where to scratch. From head to toe, my fingers go, I just can't seem to stop. And when I think I've reached the end of spring's another crop. But I get lots of sympathy, it helps to see me through. My baby, oh, it's nice to know she's itching for me too. I'm itching for my baby, and I don't know where to scratch. I'm keeping both hands busy, I'm a one-man wrestling match. Oh, how I miss that first sweet kiss and the poison ivy patch. I'm itching for my baby, and I don't know where to scratch.
Whether early or late, songs sound good in their own way. The later ones with the nice stereo separation, and boy, they sure did that well back then, didn't they? Stereo hardly ever sounds so good now, in my humble opinion. Okay, we're doing Porter Wagoner in alphabetical order, and the song that I forgot about was, and I had already announced it, about him going down swinging? Yes, that's the one I couldn't remember. Now, we had the moral song of all moral songs, If Jesus Came to Your House, and then we descended drastically downward. Come to think of it, you can't descend anywhere other than downward, but we descended drastically downward into the shadows of the wine. Shanghai says it would have just worked just as well if you'd have called it Into the Shadows of the Beer. Yes, but he liked wine. And after that, Itchin' for my baby. All right, we're done with the eyes. Here are the J's. Porter Wagoner on the Country Jamboree. CJ at theglobalvoice.info.
When I married Julie, she was just 17. Pretty is the answer to any man's dream. From the start, I gave Julie all the love that I had. But everyone told me that Julie was bad. For Julie liked parties and clothes that fit tight, drinking and dancing and out late at night. She was everything evil with the face of a child. And I sat home and waited while my Julie went wild.
Julie went wild, Julie went wild.
I built an empire with my own two hands, power and money to break any man. But with all my possessions, power and gold, Julie was one thing I couldn't control. Though I gave Julie all my money could buy and begged her to love me, but she wouldn't try. For she'd only laugh as she'd walk out the door, and each time she hurt me made me love her more. Couldn't sleep until Julie got home. Last night she came in but wasn't alone. The things that I heard I could hardly believe, as her and the stranger made plans to leave. Without my Julie, why, I just couldn't live. And this is one thing I know I could never forgive. So I wait with a pistol, the bullets just three. One for the stranger, Julie and me. One for the stranger, Julie and me.
Are you into new country? Do you like artists like Brad Paisley, Loretta Georgia, Miranda Lambert, or Jared Nyman? And do you think only Americans like good country music? Then you're wrong. Every Friday at 15 hours UTC, live from London, Chrissy Cochran presents Chrissy's Country. During this two-hour show, you'll hear tracks that are hot in the US country charts, plus brand new releases. And of course, requests are welcome by email at yourvoice@theglobalvoice.info or by Twitter at The Global Voice. Either way, The Global Voice is all one word. Why not come and take a listen to the very best in new country? 15 hours UTC on a Friday. It's Chrissy's Country on the one and only Global Voice. Check our website for times of repeats.
There's a picture that I carry. In the picture with me, I say just someone I used to know, just someone I used to spend some time with, just a place.
But I don't tell them of the nights I cry without you.
I say just someone
to know just someone I used to run around with, just a friend from long ago.
I don't tell them how lost I am without you.
I say just someone I used to know. I say just someone I used to know.
Two sisters lived alone out in the country. Their names were Katie and her sister Liz. They farmed to raise the food that graced their table. Liz never went to town, but Katie did. Katie went to town each Saturday morning to sell the eggs and buy for her and Liz their only needs, just some salt and sugar. They grew the rest, her and sister Liz. Liz never went to town like Katie did. Liz never knew a man but Katie did. For I saw them one evening when they thought they were here, and you should have seen the things that him and Katie did. I walk by Liz and Katie's house each evening, through the woods on my way home from school. Then one evening Katie smiled and spoke so softly, as I stood there blushing like a fool. Then she asked me if I'd like to have some cookies that she'd baked for her and sister Liz. Then as Katie took me in their kitchen, I never closed the door, but Katie did. She took my hand and my heart beat so wild. A sound like coffee a-perkin' with no lid. And I shook so bad I even dropped my cookies. I didn't know of love, but Katie did. Liz never knew a man, but Katie did. She said it's lonely here with sister Liz. But I just kept on eating cookies. I was just a dumb kid. I wish I'd known of love back then like Katie did. Oh, I wish I'd known of love back then like Katie did.
Julie, followed by Just Someone I Used to Know, duet Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton, and Katie did. Now we got two L's, and that'll end it for today. Lightening the Load and Little Boy's Prayer. Take care, and thanks for listening.
In this fast-moving world that we live in, when my mind feels heavy from the load, as the problems of life overtake us, darling, you always lighten the load. Thank you for love that's much greater and much stronger than the problems we know. And thank you for loving your man that walks a hard road. Darling, thank you for lightening the load. When my shoulder shoulders bend to hard labor. And I've worked till my back is bowed. Then your loving hands reach to hold me. Darling, you always lighten the load. Thank you for love that's much greater and much stronger than the problems we know. And thank you for loving your man that walks a hard road. Darling, thank you for lightening the load. Darling, thank you for lightening the load.
Darling, I don't know whether you can hear me or not, because with this lump in my throat, I can't talk very loud. But I've got to tell you about our son's prayer tonight. If you could have heard it, honey, you'd have been so proud. I'd already left a note on the table for Mom and Dad, as if they didn't know what was wrong. And I'd ask them to take care of him, now that you and I were both gone. After I finished the note, I figured he was asleep, so I slipped in to see him just once more. But he was just starting to pray, and his words froze me at the door. And he said, "Dear God, it's late. I hope I didn't get you up, but there's something we've got to talk about. You see, God, my mommy was buried today. My daddy needs straightening out. Ever since mommy got sick, he's been nervous and hollering at me a lot. But that part I can understand, because even a little boy like me knows that worries sometimes overload a man. But God, he loved mommy so much, and he used to tell her that nothing would ever come between them. And I know that's what's bothering him now, because something has. And I'm afraid he's thinking about joining her somehow. God, I'm glad that he loved mommy. I want him to be with her again one of these days. But I want you to talk to him and tell him that first he's got me to raise. Tell him every now and then a little boy needs a helping hand. And I guess you probably still need your daddy, even after you're a full-grown man. And God, if I lost him and mommy both, it'd be more than I could stand. I know my grandma and grandpa would take care of me, because they both love me a whole lot. But God, they're older, and they don't always understand the problems a little boy like me's got. Well, God, I won't bother you anymore tonight, but tomorrow night I'll be sure and talk to you again. You take care of my daddy now, God. You hear? Thank you. Amen." I just stood there thinking about his prayer and all that he'd said in it. Finally, I opened the door and asked if I could talk to him for a minute. We sat down on the edge of the bed and both took turns laughing and crying for a while. And he could tell there'd been a change in me, because for the first time in a long time, I saw him smile. "So, darling, you go on ahead, but you walk slow. And someday when you turn around, I'll be there. But it'll be a while, because I'm going to spend the next few dozen years being the answer to our little boy's prayer."